Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you've thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast. To all of the queens who are fighting alone.
I'm sorry, you guys. You guys, happy Friday. We fooled them again. Made it to another edition of Regular Guy Friday. My goodness, and just the way this is where it's like, I wish Maria would let us have video, because you've got to see, Kelsey, just the way you, it's spiritual, the way you, when you hear this music.
It really is. It really is.
Like, but that's like all the queens get like that.
They do.
They just get so lost in the song, and you're just in there dancing and... Anyway, did I tell you we fooled them again?
You did, but we didn't do this. Ready? Hey queens!
It's getting harder to do that, Kelsey.
Yeah, I know. Really. I know.
It is getting harder to do that. I will tell you, though. Anyway, how are you, Kelsey?
I'm good, Kev.
Checking in. Kelsey's from on the West Coast. I am I'm on the East Coast.
That's right. I obviously miss my Kev.
Yeah, I miss you.
I haven't seen you in forever, it feels like.
It does feel like forever.
Yeah, and I don't like that. Stomach's still cray, but we're on the second dose of the antibiotic.
Napalm.
Yeah, we're napalming. It's still not feeling great. I was feeling a little, it gets like, there's this thing called die-off, right? And when you're taking an antibiotic and it kind of starts to kill you, you get a little flu-like. But I feel like that's when you know it's working. So,
yes,
I don't
yeah.
know. I'm feeling that a little bit, so I'll keep you posted.
Please. Yeah.
So that's that.
I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, I was like, I've been kind of down about it the last, to be completely honest.
Control.
Yeah.
And stay the course.
Yeah.
And we just keep eliminating. And eventually, like, you know, they may have to go in there.
Yeah.
We talked to you. We bumped into people who said, you know, you might have to get scoped.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. Always with you, honey.
Thanks. Always with you. How's stuff on the East Coast?
You overseeing another renovation here. This house that's been neglected for, I don't know, 16 years. And, you know, I just, the way we feel in the LA house now that it's done, I want to have that feeling here. And I especially want that for Maria. And, So anyway, so we're We're making stuff happen. You saw a little progress today.
I did. And I have to say, last time you were doing the renovation, we didn't have Regular Guy Friday, so I didn't have to force you to sit and chat with me for an hour a week. So now I'm glad that we have this. It's nice.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't have it back then, did we?
No. So now I'm like, it's my forced Kev time, and I love it.
Unfortunately now, when I have to do white collar and blue collar together, it's a trick for me, you know. And so physically I'm very tired, and then I'm kind of banged up, and then I have to switch my brain. So anyway, listen, we're going to try to have a good show for everybody. You guys, thank you for the continued support on Apple Podcasts for hashtag Save Regular Guy Friday. We do make sure Maria reads them.
Hashtag Save Regular Guy Friday. She's texting me right now. I'm like, we're doing RGF. Excuse you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. No. It's usually if I ever want Maria to call me, it's when I'm either doing this.
Yes.
Or her show or anything else that I love
love.
That's when it's like the calls come in.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, Kelsey, so listen, I don't even know what we're going to talk about today. Couple of things. You have some stuff. Yeah, we'll go over that. Mm-hmm. But I have like a little bit of a bomb got dropped on me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Lisa A. Romano, who comments a lot, on our stuff, has a website. It's actually a couple of websites that I noticed this week that I want to talk about. But she listed all the things about that indicate the signs of a toxic person. And this ended up in my DM from Maria. And so I read it and was like, whoa, it's very much on point. And I want to share it with everyone, but I think the reason that it became more poignant was because Maria said, hey, Kevin, that's you with Kelsey.
What?
Yes.
What?
That I am a toxic person in your life.
No, she didn't say that. You're kidding.
And she totally said that. And by the way, it was after. I can tell me so many left hooks I took to the face from accountants and bookkeepers and this and that. It just... And the other house is not selling. It keeps everything. Like we're saging the other house because everything just keeps going wrong.
Crystals are being imported.
Yeah, all of it. And this is my end of my day. It's like she goes, yeah, that's you with Kelsey. So you really have to work on that.
What? Wait, so, okay. Please elaborate.
So, of course.
Because I do not believe you were toxic in my life. I believe you were the opposite.
Every bit part of Catholic culture, you just go so guilt, so shame. Let me read these to you though,
okay,
and then you tell me.
Okay.
And by the way, whether I'm like this to Kelsey or not, I think it's good for other people to recognize toxic people in their life. So I really want to know, hopefully the part with Kelsey can be slightly entertaining, but the other part will hopefully help you too. Toxic people will always try to drag you down, and especially when you are beginning to thrive. Toxic people will always remind you of your past mistakes to keep you down. Toxic people will call you when they need you and bail on you when you need them. Toxic people think they are empathetic and use the concept to justify why they abuse you, which will confuse you. Toxic people are self-righteous, boastful, and need others who are less grandiose by their side to feel better about themselves. Toxic people tend to think they know better than others and that the world should run according to their ideas, which leaves no room for other realities.
Huh. Do you want to be honest? I feel like you're none of those to me.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Oh, like, to be completely honest. I apologize if I am.
No, no. I'm sorry.
No, I actually would love to get her in on this and ask, because I want to know from her perspective of where she sees it. I truly only see you as a positive. And we actually talk about this on Patreon this week. I mean, Maria and I talk about how you have been the one on me to clean up my shit. And I don't know if she told you this yesterday, Kev, but she just gave me a nice compliment and was telling me that she's seen like a shift, not knowing all the cleanup I've been doing in my life and at home and with my stuff. And I told her that. She's like, I mean, yeah, I can see it. But anyways, that was all you. Like, I don't know. I'm confused where the talk.
I don't know.
And I mean, Kevin has become my, bless my mother, but she lives in freaking Seattle. So I don't feel safe putting her as my emergency contact. Who do I put? Kevin. I mean, Kevin will pick me up, take me to anywhere when my friends bail. Yeah. So I'm confused by that, just to be honest.
I think, you know, I think if anyone even listens to the show and they ever come to me for help of any kind or any kind of coaching, and even the kids, the celebrities and the kids, the 2000 hosts at AfterBuzz, you know, no matter what I've said, no matter, you know, what I've done, if I've yelled, if I've raised my voice, what any of it, it's all based on one thing. So I want you to win. You know, I want you to be better and I want you to win. And
it's all coming from a place of.
That's, I will say, of all genuine. Yeah. I just want people to win. And so whether it's being, you know, having to be brutally honest, whether it is saying, hey, these are some tricks we can pull that are ethical, but there's things we can take advantage of to make it. I just want you to win. You know, you're talking to me or you're in my life. So, I mean, but the problem is, and the age old problem that I've always had is that, you know, you have Deepak Chopra, who's like, I don't give advice anymore. Suzanne Somers, I don't give advice. You can just read my books. You can listen to what I've done in my life if you want. Or not, but I'm not giving advice. And I remember a long time ago, a friend of mine, Randall, had said, you know, we're not going to be judged by what we did on this earth. He was like, we're going to be judged by what we didn't do when we could have. And that just always left such an imprint on me. So when I see someone who's going to fall into a puddle or trip or make a mistake, I just can't help it. And I was having this talk with a friend, a mutual friend of ours, and this week. And I said, you know, geez, I really want to get on, you know, someone from AfterBuzz, because I'm noticing they're kind of going, what they're kind of doing with their brand and their life, it's taking them down a path that I know is going to lead to failure. And I know how much this person really wants to make it in the part of the business they're in. And so my friend was just, our mutual friend, Kelsey, was just like, no, do not do that. Don't do it. Leave them to their journey. And I said, you know, does that person even listen to you? I said, yeah, this one actually does. So, you know, I think I'll always be in conflict with that. I'm going to try to button my lip more.
What guest was it, Kev, that told us not to interfere in others' journeys?
Well, I know.
But it's hard because I'm the same as you. I want to reach in and grab someone if they're drowning, or and I think that you should still. But I'm so the same way.
So here's the kind of compromise. And again, I'm still working this out. And I know people from the Hill Squad are hearing me loud and clear and saying, oh, my God, that's me. So, you know, I have another friend that's making a movie right now. And not Jeff Graham, another friend. And this is somebody that early in his career, I did everything for. I mean, everything. And what I've done for Maria, I did the same, probably actually more. Because Maria could meet me halfway. This person couldn't meet me halfway. It was like they had no training. They didn't even want to be in the business. I just saw a lot of talent in them. And his script it's not ready. And I went out of my way to have a really great script doctor read it. I had my notes. The script doctor friend had their notes. It can be fixed. But in the shape it's in, I don't foresee the movie being very successful because I don't think it's ready. There's a lot of mistakes there. I think he's rushing or whatever. Now, I read it. I took my notes. I even went to the trouble of calling in a favor to have someone else do the notes. And I said, I've got those notes. Whenever you want to get on the phone. Okay. Yeah. That'd be cool. And since then, you know, that was like a month ago, or maybe 2 months ago. We've had multiple like text exchanges about other things, but he hasn't mentioned it. And so that to me is like, I've done enough. I'm not going to interfere anymore. You know, I did it. And that to me is because another filmmaker who's friends with this filmmaker said, you know, oh my God, I didn't even see what you were seeing. You're right. The first 30 pages you don't even need, and you can start it here. And he was like, how do we communicate to him? Do you want me to like, you know, talk? And I said, no, don't, you know, don't. I don't think we interfere with his journey, his learning, you know, what he needs to learn from the universe. And so I think that is a healthy way. I offered the help. But if he doesn't want to take it, then that's okay. I just have to let it go.
And I think that makes perfect sense. And I think relating that to the other person that your friend said, you don't need to jump, the AfterBuzz host, you don't need to jump in there. I think if they had reached out to you and they were a person that, like you said, does take your advice and you don't mind giving it, then that's great. But I think seeing it and jumping in when they didn't even they didn't come to you.
Yeah, no, again, but this is a very, very close friend.
Oh, well.
That's like family and would be mad if I didn't.
Well, then I think you should.
I know that.
You should.
And she doesn't listen. And our mutual friend's like, she doesn't listen anyway. Like I go, yeah, she does. For me, when I say something.
Then you should. And
but
if,
I can,
and
say,
if you,
but
they
I can
don't
say
take...
it. And... Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was just saying, and then once you give it and if they don't take it, then you're done.
That's it. That's what I mean. Right. And you just, and I think you know, you always want them to hear it. So you try to do it in a way that is not offensive and you deliver it as soft as you can. But yeah, I haven't got it figured out, but I'm working on it, but I think that's, there's times where, you know, Kelsey, I just don't want you to fall in the puddle. I don't want you to trip. I want you to win.
I know.
You know, so, and it's not that I am like, you know, obviously, very, loud and at times overblown, but even that is because I don't want to say to you, Kelsey, no, don't step forward. I, because you're just going to go do it again in another puddle. I want to say, no, Kelsey, look down. You see, there's a puddle. If you step forward, you're going to fall in it. So you need to look. You always need to take time, look where you're going so you can watch, because more puddles are going to come.
Let me show you. Yeah.
I try to educate. Yeah. And anyway, but I think, that, you know, I think some of this stuff, you know, I think, and I probably have to talk, and this is like really like too inside regular guy Friday, but too much inside information, but I think that some of these things probably bother Maria about me to her. And I also think, you know, I think Maria is such a, she is just so, she's on such a path to evolution. She's evolving so much. I just think that anyone who's got like a very loud opinion right now, from the left, the right, the middle, the, she's just like, I don't want to hear it. I just think, because I think Maria's just turned off by all of it. And so maybe when they see things about boastful, self-righteous, grandiose, I think like, you know, maybe, or tend to think they know better than others in the world should run according to their ideas. You know, I think that Maria is just sick of that, because literally, I don't know, 90% of the internet is filled with toxic people who know better than others and think they should be running the world because they're, you know, and leave no room for any other realities. I mean, right? That's 90% yeah. of yes. who's online today. Yes. So I think maybe she was speaking to that. But yeah, I know I was like, I was just crushed. I was speechless. I was like,
I've told you this before. We've had this conversation.
You can't do it to a Catholic because we don't have enough strength to fight back. We just go, okay. Karen, I won't give Kelsey advice anymore.
Okay, but that's where I get mad, because this has happened to us before in this triangle. And I said, Kevin, until it comes out of my mouth, I would like you to keep giving me that advice. You know what I mean? So I think you might be onto something there, but I do not think that you are toxic. And
it definitely threw me for a loop, but I will say a shout out to Lisa A. Romano for this, because I do think that it is accurate.
Thanks a lot, Lisa. Now I'm not getting any more advice. I'm just kidding.
No. I won't. I don't know. I'd have to really reprogram. I don't know.
Yeah, but until it comes out of my mouth, this mouth, I would like all the advice. Thank you very much.
Well,
should we take a break?
Yes, good idea. Let's take a break. And then Lisa had some follow-ups in her, like, and by the way, I don't know her, but she did a post with some follow-ups on it, which we'll go over. We'll talk about how why trauma is really a good thing.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Who gets fraud complexes?
Frog?
Fraud.
Oh, fraud. Oh, I can't wait to learn about that. And fraud.
Yeah, okay. You ever feel like a fraud, Kelsey?
No.
Interesting. Might be too young to feel like one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll get into some more stuff.
You know from our show how many of us struggle with mental health today, but lack time, direction, and money to cope. That's why I'm excited to share Talkspace with you. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7, so therapy can be on your schedule. It's like having a therapist in your pocket at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy.
As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code BETTER to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's BETTER and Talkspace.com. Let's keep healing together. Heal Squad, you've probably thought about the next step in your career and your relationship, but what about planning for kids if that's something you're interested in? Here's where Modern Fertility is going to help you out. It's the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your results within 10 days and you get insight into how many eggs you have, your hormone levels, and other important fertility factors. And the best part, you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and talk options for next steps. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off when you go to modernfertility.com/better. That means your test will cost you $139 instead of the hundreds or even thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can use those dollars on the test. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/better. That's modernfertility.com/better.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday, the beginning of an amazing weekend that will be, Kelsey, is this last summer weekend or do we have two more?
Oh, man. Let's look. Honestly, how scary is that? I didn't even think about that.
Kelsey, it is.
This is our last.
Over this.
Including this.
It's scary or exciting.
Okay, it's exciting.
Because Christmas gets closer.
You're right. You're right. So we have this weekend and then one more. And then, well, okay, I count after summer's over after Labor Day. So technically, we have three, including this weekend.
Oh, three more weekends. Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, we got this. And then.
Oh, my God, we so got this.
We so got this.
Okay, so Lisa, here's Lisa. Lisa Romano having some empathy for the vampires.
Really?
Yeah, because toxic people don't always know they're toxic, and I think all toxic people don't know they're toxic. I think sometimes they sense it, but they don't have like the energy vampires sense it, but they don't have the security to look in the mirror and go, "It's me." And I've got some change. You know, it's me. There's something about me that's right. Turning people off and I need to change it. And they usually just, because they're energy vampires, my experience, they usually double down. Energy vampires don't always know they're draining energy, joy, love, contentment from you. Vulnerable narcissists believe the world owes them. People owe them. Their children, coworkers, siblings, and spouses owe them. Their perpetual distrust and paranoia keep them in the role of victim. Although their boastful complaints may delude them into thinking they're warriors. And by the way, like I could name so many people that you and I both know, Kelsey, that totally fit that.
Yikes. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. For you people who have those, again, we talk about every week, but the energy vampires, but also the narcissists. What does this all mean? It means we must all stay aware of how we feel around others. And we need to make sure we do all we can to keep our lives moving with positive momentum rather than staying stagnant or moving against the momentum of divine life source. Toxic people will bring you down, keep you stuck, expect you not to grow, and they will be ticked off if and when you decide you want and need to outgrow a relationship with them. So, and that's, again, what I always say now in regular guy speak, that's the person on the bar stool next to you is only going to give you advice based on one thing, and that's to keep you on that bar stool. So, you know, I concur.
I concur. Thank you for putting that in regular guy speak. Sometimes that stuff, I almost like black out and block it out because I don't want to hear it. It's so weird.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, Kelsey, you were the one who cued me into, you know, like I remember we were just like in the middle of like Lisa and the house being fist. You know, we were just you and I. It was the beginning of our tornado. And then we came here. Were we doing the show back there? We started in Connecticut when we started hosting.
You know, you and I together were in Connecticut, but we were still doing the show. It was a whew.
Yeah,
this is right when they were both still in the two hospitals and you were finishing the renovation and Maria and I were at the other house sleeping like with
I mean there. It's just in the words of Biggie, it was only a dream.
Truly. I mean, crazy.
Maria was watching some videos last night. She started crying. I go, I know you miss mom. She goes, yeah, but I also just, I can't even believe what the hell the egg beater we were in, you know? But we were, but you were the one, we had someone trying to help. The house was a disaster area because it had just been renovated. So there was like tape and dust and dirt and, you know, and then poor Lisa, we needed her in a safe space that was quiet. And it was, yeah, a thing. And we had some people come to help. And there was just one person who just, I just said, Kelsey, I feel like physically ill around her. What's that? And you were the one who said, Kevin, we're really sensitive people. And when you're around people like that, it happens. And then, you know, obviously the Lifetime Christmas movie, Extra Vampire.
Yeah. And my jury duty vampire.
You had the jury duty vampire. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I got hit again.
Oh, no.
By, you know, by my associate, Dave.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and I was going to say this, Kevin, because yesterday you were stressed going through something, dealing with something. I always feel like they hit us when we're down, right? And it's, someone's talked about this on the show before. It's like, if you are going through a, like, we were going through such a shitstorm when that energy vampire came around the house here, right? So it was easier for her to penetrate us. When I was at jury duty, I literally was like so stressed, like just thinking about like making sure the show was okay. I wasn't there, like just so stressed. He hit me when I was down. Same with like, it's just
interesting.
And so yesterday when you were in the flurry.
Is it that they hit us when we're down or that we're so vulnerable in that moment that we can't?
Probably more that we're more susceptible to it, I think. But I also think that they can read that. I really do.
I mean, it's unbelievable the experience I have with junkies. 10 years in the carny business with heroin addicts and thieves and ex-cons. And I'm still not, you would think by now I'm used to it, and I'm still not. Everything is, you know, with everything's a game, a riddle. They do their best to just get you talking because so they can use your words against you later, which by the way, isn't just a junkie thing. That's just a bad person thing, you know? And I'm sure people know those kind of people. And if you don't, then you're lucky. But I've known a lot of those people who just, they do everything they can to get your mouth moving. And then they start taking notes. Okay. What am I going to use against you later? And in this case, you know, Costa works directly with Dave and he just immediately, it's like, oh, I worked this many hours today, this many hours yesterday. And I knew what he was doing was then he would go to Costa and say, I worked this many hours, and Costa would be like, no. And he's like, yeah, but I told Kevin, and Kevin said, I know the games. It's like, and I was like, how do I handle this? Because I usually just snap, you know, and then say or do something stupid. And then that's not, and then I'm embarrassed and humiliated and ashamed after that. So I just kept turning serious up. Then I'm like, the serious sound, I just kept turning up louder. And you know what? It didn't stop. He just kept talking. And I just would turn it louder. And he would keep talking and talking. And yeah.
Until what? You blew out his eardrums or what?
No, you know, it distressed me so bad that I actually lost the key to the Prius.
Ugh.
And it's a key fob, so I have to have the company come out, reprogram it like a fortune. Because that's how like unsettled I am.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, then he like,
oh God.
He goes and I stop and he's like, and I haven't smoked in like 15 days. He's like, yeah. And he like came at me with his like, fist. Like almost like it was my fault that he's not smoking. I'm like, I don't like.
Oh God.
Anyway.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, THEOUAI.com and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the way, THEOUAI.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And then of course I go lower consciousness. I'm like, oh, please, please take a swing.
But come at me.
But then it's like, no, stop, Kevin, stop. And I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I in this situation? So I said, Costa has a way. He doesn't mess with Costa at all. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't mess with him at all. They know with me, they can, you know.
So only Costa's dealing with him now.
So I try, but you know, I can't even walk by him. Kev. And then it's always stupid questions to kill the clock.
Oh, God.
That's another game they play.
God.
Anything to kill the clock, you know, kill the job, slow the job down.
Yikes.
Yeah. But I think it's the toxic people around you. It's really freaking hard. And I think the more sensitive you are.
Yeah.
The more they really drag you down. Or I think when I was younger, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just would get aggravated with them or whatever. But now I'm realizing, like, wait, I'm not, this really made me feel not good and then physically not well and whatever. So
PYE. This, we have to talk, protect your energy.
Yeah, PME, PYE, mm-hmm. Protect my energy,
mm-hmm.
Protect your energy. I tell you, like, I think we should all tattoo that on our wrist, the Heel Squad, PYE. You got to protect your energy. And, you know, my therapist told me once, she's like, you're an adult, just walk away in the middle of conversations.
That's
just
so tough.
Just walk away. Who cares? You can do whatever you want. I'm like,
people who could do that, I give you, I could not do that. Do you think you could do that?
Well, the lifestyle Christmas movie Vampire, literally, even when the director yelled at me, yelled cut, we go into, okay, action, see the scene two, and the stars are all saying their lines. He started up again. And like, I just turned my head away. I tried, and then he even asked, like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, I was like holding my head physically because it was hurting me so bad. He's like, what's wrong with you?
You're like, you, bro. Oh,
yes, you're killing me.
You're killing me.
I don't know.
Me.
I'm making this way too much about me.
No. I think it's all a good lesson, though, because, I mean, you really do. This is the conversation Kevin and I were having the other day about just how important it is to protect your energy. And I think that, like, and Maria and I were talking about it on Patreon, like, we're talking about shedding, but I think it's also shedding the people around you that make you feel tired after you talk to them. I was saying to Kev, I haven't talked to our friend Ashley in a hot second. Like, we've texted, but we had like a 2-hour phone call the other night, just gabbing about nothing. And we could have gone on forever. And both of us were just like having a ball, but I got off and felt energized. I didn't feel drained. And I think that that's something to be so aware of with people, because those who you want to go sleep after or your head hurts, it's just like, they're zapping your energy, and you have to PYE, PME, protect your energy. It's just crazy. I mean, you definitely, the key is lost because of that interaction, because it got frazzled.
I've never lost a key fob all these years.
Literally, Kevin is like, I actually said to Maria when she was like, I think Kevin lost it. I'm like, that's so not Kevin. Like, Kevin's the one who, I have a spare key under my car because
you have
me put it there. You know, it's like, but these people can get to you and then make you just
And by the way, and I don't rule out him taking it and throwing it away to mess with me.
Ooh.
Because the junkies have always done with me.
Ooh, that's dark.
Oh my God. The only time.
Yikes.
That's why, like, anyway, I could tell so many stories in the carny business. It just was back and forth with them. They would do something. Then I would do something back to you. Couldn't, but the conclusion was, like I say, with most like narcissists or toxic people, you can never win. You just get away from them. You know, literally, there's only two. I think out of like 18 or 20 we worked with, Joe, my friend Joe and I were talking the other day about this. I think there's only two like left alive.
Holy cow.
So I don't think they never really win in the big picture.
No, maybe in the moment. Yikes.
But I think, protect your energy is PYE. It's a really big thing. And I'm treading out of waters I don't really know, but I will tell you that I was advised that black is a good color to protect yourself and repel vampires. wearing
a garlic necklace. No, I'm just kidding.
No, well, that's why if you see a lot of the Greek women,
yeah,
there's that little there's like a little evil eye thing that they wear.
Oh yeah.
And then there's also bracelets. There's like certain bracelets that in stones that will protect.
Well, I know there's, and then, I can only say this because I know from the one stone I have, we have two Patreon members, Mary shout out, who has, they have a crystal shop in Canada, Emporium. They're amazing, but they sent me.
They'll know.
Yeah, they'll know. So we should ask them, but I know I have like a jet. There's a crystal. It's like jet. That's like, it's black. So that's probably corresponds.
Maybe,
to
yeah.
Black. But it protects your energy, so it like kind of repels others. But
I like if it's a chain or a bracelet or something that you have on you. I even had, and it's funny, it's so much, it's like I say this all the time too, there's so much advice you'll get in life that you might not hear when you get it, but then later in life you hear that advice, go, oh my God, I get it now. But I remember Ida and then April, who are the two women that I coach me. And I remember them saying, you know, in the shower to envision a white light around your whole body to kind of protect yourself every morning. And I didn't know what they meant or why they were saying it. Because I really, again, I just lacked awareness, you know, that I would just kind of go through life like most people and, you know, find whatever way I could to kind of make myself feel better in different moments.
Yeah.
But with an increased awareness, I think that's what they were trying to say. Anyway, so those are just different ways that you can protect yourself.
I'm writing this down so we can ask J-Ray on our heel event next week.
Yeah, she'll know
how we can protect our
but
energy.
I just think that it's really being aware of how you feel, and when you just, you get that feeling, it's like, you know what, I'm out of this. And I think too, you know, for a lot of people that are kind of trying to find their way right now, you know, really think of those things that make your heart sing, and maybe you can't answer that. But the next time it does sing with an activity, give it a moment and go, oh, okay. All right. How do I do more of this? And how, obviously, if it's something healthy, how do I do more of this? And how do I, you know, how do I fit more of this into, how do I fit it practically into my life and this schedule?
But, and I think it's writing those things down too. I remember actually learning this from Maria when we were in Connecticut in the summer. She has like a page in a journal that's like a reset page or realign, or when she gets when she feels off, she has a list of like
so
10
smart
things that she knows she can go to, singing, walking down this or walking down the driveway, whatever it is, because it's so easy to forget. So I think like writing these things down that bring you joy, right? It's like,
and also writing things down that bring you down.
That's a good point.
So you're down in that moment, right? And again, this is the show about friends, but I have another friend who is a brilliant writer. We've known each other forever, and really teeters on wanting to take himself out. And I know he's got a mother who's nice, but is not aware, and he wouldn't bring that to her. And then just a lot of other people, but I don't know. I'm the one that would know, and kind of, I'm close and we vibrate on a different level together. So I try to really keep, for the last 30 years, I've tried to keep keep him on a short leash, because I know he would just in a second. And he texted me randomly, because I have him on some writing assignments to, you know, and he just said, I can't do this. None of it's good. Or not that none of it's good. He's like, I just can't. I'm just going to, you know, some of us just aren't meant to have success. And I'm just going to work my, he has these like very, you know, he probably makes like minimum wage at his jobs. And he's like, I'm just going to just work that way and forget it. And so I usually let him have those moments. I said, you know, I get it. Yep. It really is hard. And, you know, just write for yourself and don't worry about selling or publishing, you know. And then he reached back out and said, oh, I think I had some breakthroughs. I want to go back and do the projects we were talking about. And I got him on the phone and I said, you know, he's like, oh, I just had another one of my spells. I said, okay. We've been having these spells for decades. I really want you to What were you eating? What were you drinking? Who were you around? What were you watching? What were you taking? All of it. And I said, will you do that? He's yes. I said, will you do that for me? And
as a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Interesting with him because this guy is a genius. He's like Mensa and he got a perfect score in his SATs, like an actual certified genius, not just a super intelligent person, but a genius. And so he said, I've done those things. And he said, it's because I'm not medicating and doing the things I normally do that it's even harder. And so I want people to know if you're doing things, if you are making changes in your life, and you see it gets a little harder at first, that's usually how it goes. It's hard now, easy later. So it's going to be hard, you know, but he got back up on the horse and he was like, okay, I'm resetting. And I said, okay, all right. And off, you know, he's going to go. But it was interesting. We had a really long talk about that. And I think you have to be mindful that when you do make changes, it may get worse at first, because he's like, I made the changes, I did it, and you know, and but he's smart enough to know, he's like, but I don't have those releases now, so it really, I really have to sit with it.
What I feel like it's always when you break any sort of pattern, right? Any mm-hmm. sort of pattern in your life, like your body almost, I mean, your body's so used to it, it doesn't want it to change. Right. It wants to, so it's definitely gonna. I mean,
it's gonna let's go back to the easy thing.
Yeah, whenever I'm most down, I feel like I have some sort of epiphany or breakthrough. I can name like numerous points in my life that I remember. I'm like, oh shit, that came out of that, or like even I don't know, but I could definitely name them. And I just want to say too, Kev, like look how evolved you are, and look how far you've come. That like you're telling, I think that's so cool. I don't think a year ago you would have been like, who are you surrounding yourself with? Like,
No. That's the show. That's Better Together. That's you guys.
Really, really, really cool. So I wanted to point that out too.
Thank you. Well, that's the power of our show. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, if you listen to the show every day, you just get better.
Let's take a quick break. Kev.
Let's take a quick break. I'm going to talk about, more about writing things down and when to do it, that may surprise you. And then, you know, speaking of traumas and things like that, that make you just kind of want to hang yourself. But I'll tell you why that's actually a good thing. When we get back. Oh, and I'll tell you about the amazing website that celebrates queen culture.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
No, I mean, what we want to be and never can be, I really think they are. So we'll get back.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I can't wait.
No, okay. I'm like, talk about the universe speaking. Dead. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Heal Squad, I may have my biggest discovery yet. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Don't go anywhere else ever. Discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better. Trust me, guys. To all our entrepreneurial Hill Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
Okay, Kelsey, so
I'm ready.
Talking about, you know, a time to write things down. So anyone who's in therapy, go in with a notebook. And I've had therapists be like, what is that for? And I'm like, you're going to give me, or what I'm looking for is for you to give me really helpful information and tools to navigate all this stuff and breakthroughs. But what happens is you kind of hear them in the moment and you kind of skip out of the office and go, I had a breakthrough today. But you may forget. So I really encourage you to write everything down. And so a lot of times when you hear me drop what sound like gems on this show, they were things that I wrote down that I learned from Ida or other therapists, but I wouldn't have remembered if I didn't write these things down and then take the time to transfer them into. I have like a document that says Kev Recovery, and it's got all of these
and
different
things. And you email them
things.
To yourself, right? Which I think is brilliant.
Always, yes. Yeah. So you always brilliant. Email yourself, put it in the title of Google. That's my regular guy version of the cloud. But as long as it's titled correctly, Kev Recovery, and then with a date, because I know I'm always adding to it. But I will say that writing everything down is I now looking back on notes from 5 or 6 years ago, I'm getting new breakthroughs, stuff that I was told then that kind of probably just whizzed by me. Like, oh my God, wait, what? So I really want to point that out. That's a good tip for people. And going back to when you're in those dark times and you like said, that's when you were having breakthroughs. Well, one of the things I found in my old notes, therapy notes, was that from Ida, we need traumas to open our system and expand. So therefore, you know, the new reaction to trauma should be, you know, what great opportunity is going to come from this? Mm-hmm. Like I'm now at the point because of Ida that I'll have that even that bad, bad day. It's like, I know then something amazing is coming out of it. And always
that's amazing.
Does.
Wow. Like even when you're that down, you could be like, you can
well,
see.
No, I'm down. And I basically plead. I'm like, you know, yeah, I'll look up at this guy and go, please just take me, get me out of here. But no, deep down I go, oh my God, something good will come.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does. I love this one. Wonder instead of worry. Mm.
I like that too. I feel like that just shifts you right into a more positive mind space, right?
Yeah.
Like
just wonder.
Wonder.
Rather than worry.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
You know, I mean, I love this. I just wrote down some ones. I didn't even know we would talk about them today, but I wrote them down for me. if so, we always talk about having, you know, things in your toolbox for survival and for healing, right? And for coping. But if all you have in your toolbox is a hammer, everything becomes a nail.
Ooh.
So when you think of like some of the bosses we've had, Kelsey, right?
Yeah.
That's all they have.
That's all they have. That's all they have. Wow.
But everything was a nail.
Wow. Ugh. I got a nail stuck on my ceiling the other day. What's the significance of that?
A nail?
Well, yeah, I hammered it in too far and now I can't get it out.
Because you got to wait for me to come home. I know. Daddy's going to come home. I know. Why are you doing? Don't it? What do we say?
Don't improvise.
Don't improvise.
I know.
Just wait. I'll be there.
Okay.
People can't see you. This one I've always known, but it's nice to see that Ida said it. People can't see you beyond what they see in themselves.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
So oftentimes when they judge you, it's because especially with people who are narcissistic, they don't have the empathy. They don't have the ability to understand what you, Kelsey, as a 27-year-old millennial female is going through. They can only judge it through what they're going through, what they would do, how they would feel. And then often it really stinks when they're your enemy and you fight with them. They attack you based on what they're anticipating you are doing to them is because that's exactly what they would do to you. So I've been on the other end of that. I don't want to fight you. I'm being honest. But always coming at you from a place of, you know, believing you're attacking them, there were hosts out there that I will say in full empathy that really, this one host actually financed a digital campaign against Maria. And thank God, because I only know because of AfterBuzz and having computer forensic people work for me, I had brilliant minds and we were able to go into the back end and all the accounts that were going to the place we were working were all fake. There was 100 of them.
Insane.
And they'd never commented before to this one network in this one platform ever. And then the minute, the person got their way and did the destruction, it stopped. But I will say out of empathy that I have for that person is that person, and Maria said this too, was of the belief that Maria was doing it to her.
Oh, wow.
Because
they're so narcissistic.
They can't.
Right.
They can only judge you by what they would do. Because it's all about them. They're so self-absorbed. So they think, I know the arch enemy I've had in my lifetime. That's exactly he just operated. I was attacked based on him believing I was doing the things he was doing or was willing to do or would do.
Well, I feel like this is where all jealousies come from too. And we had Shauna Nyquist on the show talking about next time you realize or feel yourself getting jealous, sit with it for a second and understand you're probably jealous because that's something you want, or that's something that you can't have or wanted to, or lacking. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, I feel like that all kind of goes hand in hand, but
I just think, listen, it's human nature to get jealous, to get envious. I am blessed in my DNA and my karma. If we believe the last person who was on last couple weeks ago, who said you're kind of who you are and that's it. But I'm blessed in that respect that I don't really have that jealousy gene in me. If
I don't really
slight
either.
Envy sometimes where I'll go, that's real. That talent is really amazing. Or if only. But it never really goes further than that. But I will say my best cure is get to work.
Well, I was just going to say that. I was like, Kev, I don't think you're jealous because you're never afraid. And even if you are, you do it or you try.
You just get to work. Yeah. It's like any problem.
Yeah.
Just whether it's your finances, whether it's a messy house, whether it's a house, whatever the problems are, lean into them. And it hurts to do it, but lean in and get to work. And if there are places where you're falling short and you see other people aren't, then you know what? Only take from them what you think would be constructive to help you. Maybe there's a blueprint to the success that a blueprint to success that you can use. So instead of having your energy be like, oh my God, I'm so jealous this person's success. No, B. How did they get there?
How
did they get that success?
What are
they doing?
Roadmap.
Yeah, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. And stop with the civilian shit that they got lucky, that they did. Okay, there might be someone who slept with somebody. Okay, great. All right, fine. Then we totally can say, all right, let's not even think about them because they did that. That's not something I'm willing to do. I don't want to lose my integrity. Okay, so, but let me focus now on myself and what can I do to improve my chances of success. And then next thing you know, you're doing that and you're busy and you're active and you're not even thinking of them. And man, I can't say enough, get off social media unless it's your business. I understand if it's your business and you can't, but then mute those people. If it's, again, and that is protecting your energy too. If your energy is going there, how's that helping us for the cause? To make your life and to make success.
Mute the clown is the best thing to ever happen to Instagram. Mute.
Kels, how much time do we have? Where are we at?
We had a 52.
Want to take one more break or no?
Yeah, let's take a quick one.
Take a quick break, you guys. We'll come back. And yeah, well, hopefully we'll have time to talk about the queen's life.
We have to make time. I want to hear about this.
Right?
I also have to read, well, when we come back, I have to read something. Read something from a beautiful Patreon member that you're going to love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I promised we would talk fraud complex too. Briefly, really brief. Okay, we'll be right back.
We all know this school year will be filled with transitions, whether your kids are going back to school or logging into a classroom from home. As parents, I can only imagine how time-consuming it is to give your kids the extra help they might need. But I have a solution. KiwiCo. KiwiCo has hands-on science and art projects that get delivered right to your door. Every month, that science fair, that art class, comes to you. It's amazing how high quality the materials are, too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. Like I said, they're made for your kids, but I'm telling you, you'll be surprised by how much you'll love this, too. You know I'd be all over the bottle rocket. Okay, and the bubble machine. KiwiCo has some pretty amazing things, and with your kids occupied, that also means more you time. To me, it doesn't get any better. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/better. That's KIWICO.com/better.
Okay, you guys. Every successful person has a fraud complex. So trust me, a lot of the people out there are successful. All have their moments where they look in the mirror and go, wait, why are all these people trusting me or seeing me as great or thinking I'm, you know, someone that should be given advice on success, whatever. And they say, I'm crazy. I can't do it. And usually your partner, your wife or husband or whoever in your life goes, no, man, of course you can do it. And you
it's
have your
like imposter syndrome, right?
Yes. Okay. But this only happens to people with talent and consciousness.
Oh,
higher consciousness.
I'm like, nope, never happened.
Yeah. Higher consciousness with talent will always cause one to question. But see, lower consciousness with talent or not talent doesn't question anything.
So do I have lower consciousness?
No, you're just on your, sorry. And then also like Kelsey, like you're just very light.
Maybe I've also just never really been asked for like, I don't know, advice. Like that, maybe. Like advice where I would question myself. I don't know.
Well, I just think you're early in the journey.
Yeah,
and I think
so
you're
too.
Also very light. And that's your blessing. And that's what, as we make you, help you to get fierce and take control, right? Because I think things in your life will get better.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose the Kelsey magic, which is that lightness you have. So you may not apply to you.
Interesting, though.
But I know lower consciousness
mm-hmm.
are the blowhards. Their shit doesn't stink, you know? So just know that when you see those people and like,
yeah,
they just have, what would they say? The confidence of the devil, just it's usually because it's, they're of lower consciousness. They're mm-hmm. just, you know, not aware. And we bless them too.
And we bless them too. Queen Dad?
If I help you, someone will help me. All we have to do is trust, be receptive, and believe. The bottom line is we are all connected. It's the law of physics.
True that.
So, you know, when you're helping somebody and you're not expecting anything back, like we talked about with karma. By the way, I was tested last week, Kelsey.
Were you?
Well, it's very rare for where we are to have people peddling or panhandling or asking for money where I am in Connecticut. It's just kind of not that place. And there was a lady out there who was, she had a big sign, raffle. And, you know, I was practicing my judgment detox to not say, oh God, that's a scam or whatever, but it was hard. And then I just hear Maria go, you don't know her story. And I'm like, you know, could be a mom, like, who needs somebody. Well, sure enough, really cute boy was in front of the store, the Cumberland Farms, with a sign saying raffles with a sign. He had to hold the sign that said raffles with an arrow over to the mom in the parking lot. So I gave him, I don't know, like $5. And I said, the kid just took the money and I didn't even really get a chance to say, oh, I don't really want raffle tickets, just put it toward the pot or whatever. And he didn't really acknowledge it, or he barely said thank you. And no, so at that moment, I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, that's not cool. And then I thought of our friend who said, you lose the good karma when you, right? When
Sanjeev,
you bring in negativity like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, nope, you know what? Like,
good for you. And that's hard, it, though. That is
here's
hard.
The money. And, you know, it looks like a mom and a son. And yeah. You know what? Hopefully this helps them. And off we go in the Prius to go pick up Dave and have him talk in riddles and play head games and probably throw the key away to fuck with me.
Oh, oh no.
Anyway, so yeah, so Kel, so what do you want to do before we get out of here? Do you want to read your thing?
Oh, I want to hear about Queen time. But yes, I do want to read this because hold on, Queenie's texting again. Please hold.
Mm-hmm. What's well,
she's wondering if we're done.
Oh, she's bothering. Of course she is.
Okay, oh, let me read this. So I got, and I hope Grace, you're okay with me reading this, but I sent this message to you last week, Kev, of one of our Heal Squad members just sent me a really beautiful message on Instagram just saying how much she feels like she relates to me personally, but also how much RGF has helped her and helped her through this year and that it's been challenging. She said, you and Kev have been giving me life and a humbling, and she spelled it like that, life, which I loved, and a humbling, challenging moment. And so that was really sweet. But then the other day, Kev, she messaged me and said that her mom's breast cancer just came back after 5 years.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. So I wanted us, A, to all send her love, but then B, she sent me a really cute conversation, like a message between she and her mom, where her mom was asking her, was she was trying to figure out how to turn on RGF in the car. She's like, how can I turn on that guy we were listening to? She's like, oh, I'll help you all search. And she was like, I believe in you. Also, how can we turn on that guy we were listening to in the car? And she was like, she's talking about Kevin. Like, she loves RGF too, and it's really helped us both. So anyways, I just thought I was crying messaging her back. So sending love to you both.
Yeah, and love, good energy. And yeah. Listen, I think everything we talked about today is for daughter who's in caretaker mode and mom who has cancer. Both of you protect your energy. I believe in my heart that that's what spreads cancer and diseases is toxicity. And I feel like, obviously if they can, you know, if you have the willpower to get away from sugar right now, because that feeds cancer. And just a lot of joy and a lot of laughter. I think watch things that make you laugh and warm your heart. And we're praying for you. That's oh man,
I know.
Yeah, I'm so sorry and I'm so grateful, and that's very kind. Well, they can listen. What may be very helpful to them and hopefully our people is queenslife.com.
Stop.
KWEENZLIFE.com.
You did not make this. Queenslife.com.
No. So listen, it's God. I don't have much information other than the front page, and I wish we're on audio, so forgive me, guys. It's Queen's Life, and there's a crown, and it said, because Queen is better spelled with a K in quotes, and it appears, and then underneath there's Astrid Brooks Queenfluencer, Queen Executive Officer, Queens Life LLC.
What? Queens. Oh my, I'm looking it up right now. Wow. So because I'm Queen is better spelled with a K. Dead. And that's all so there I'm is. Guessing, there's no pages.
Nothing yet. No. So
Kevin,
I don't know. We'll keep
this?
Everyone. What's that?
How did you find this?
Someone sent it to me.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
so
seen.
So I mean, we'll keep our ear to it, but it looks like a lifestyle brand of some kind. I'm thinking if it is an LLC attached.
It's incredible.
Limited Liability Corporation.
Astrid, all the power to you, my queen.
Astrid Brooks, Queenfluencer.
That's incredible.
Wow. Kelsey, do you think we could become Queenfluencers?
Kevin, I think we already are Queenfluencers. Do not question that. Do not question that.
Yeah, we'll have to put that hashtag out there because I know when you do hashtag Queens, we still come up, don't
we? That's right, we do. Yeah, people were trying to tell us we don't. And I was like, keep scrolling. Don't be rude. We're literally right there.
We probably have to do some new ones.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
When we post At Better Together with Maria, you guys, mm-hmm. We'll post the show and some notes about the show. Please comments there, comments on Patreon, all of them help us and, help us, get us through this. It's really still for us. It's such a time of transition. And I know I'm preaching to the choir because I'm sure 90% of you are going through that right now too. And for us, it's like, it's just different. Life is different right now. And this just things I'm having to deal with that I never had to deal with in the last few years. And, I still don't know if we stay in LA or not. It's just, it's a lot. And some days it's like, it looks like, yay, we'll stay in LA and this is going great. And the next day it's like, well, this bill just came in. I'm like, oh.
It's a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, it's a lot of ups and downs, but it's life. And, here's the one time I'm thankful I don't have kids right now because
no kidding.
I'd probably be more petrified if I did.
I think that's another, the universe is protecting you guys right now. It's like,
yeah,
I do still I think so. That you will have kids, but right now is not the time while you're Mother figuring all this out.
To.
Mother said not to ever?
Yeah.
Kath.
Listen to me. You're old.
Kathy.
What do you want kids for? It's not all it's cracked up to be. And I said,
oh my God.
But I said, Mom, don't you want to meet your grandchildren? I have grandchildren. I'm fine. Listen to your mother for once.
Kath. Yeah. Well.
I just laughed. I wouldn't have it any other way. She's so entertaining.
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah.
She's the best.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think, that's another thing too. I remind Maria, and I learned this in therapy as well, for me anyway, and I'm sorry if other people can't say this, but hopefully many of you can say that when you look at the worst times in life and then you think about how you came out of them, why wouldn't that happen again? If you were an analyst, a business analyst, the way you predict the future is by studying what happened in the past. And so
your chances are high.
Maria and I were in a basement and that was unfinished next to cobwebs and a dirty oil burner and a curtain that separated us and two other guys that were living down there. And it was damp. And it was like, even the window was broken and we taped an old record album cover.
Oh my gosh.
To block the, and back there it's freezing. And neither families weren't talking to us. I had people literally trying to kill me. And on one coast and then another coast, people killing, my name. And my reputation, and I was declared bankruptcy, and I was working basically back working in the carny business from going from head writer at MTV, and I can't think of much lower or less, and what we did with that, by hanging in, working hard, and leaning into the problem, and never giving up. And where we ended up, it's like, come on, Like, what the, that's what I said to my mother. What would I be, really, what would you do to scare me at this point?
Good point.
You know, what would you do? I mean, I've already been there. I've done it, you know? So I look back at that and it will always work out.
Yeah.
You know, it will always work out. I think, again, if you don't take shortcuts, if you try to operate, do your best to operate and be on a decent level, being decent in your microtransactions, and stay the course, be okay. You know, be okay. I think.
I agree.
Anyway, well, Kels.
Well, Queen.
Good time to remember why we're here.
That's right. Let's get a little, you know, let's get something to pump us up a little here.
Yeah.
Just to close the show.
Well, there we go. That's our girl.
That's our girl.
Kels, what? Should we try to go see her live someday?
Kevin, first of all, live shows and concerts are my favorite. I'm really freaking fun at them. Number two, duh. Duh. Number three, I know someone who can get us a ticket to one of her concerts. Let's just say he's one of your guys' closest friends. So we got
really?
Dimitri does her hair.
What?
Yes. And has
Wait
for
a
long
second.
Time.
Stop it.
Yes.
What are we doing, Kelsey?
I don't know.
We need to jump on this. We need to talk to Dimitri. We need to know if she lives the queen's life.
Yeah.
She can help. Oh, my God.
I know.
Wait, what?
Like,
we literally waited an hour, and we've waited 26 episodes to find out that
I know
our best friend does her hair and makeup?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's her name again?
Ava Max.
All right. Let's see if next week we can't get some inside dirt on the
person
who sings the Queen National Anthem. International Anthem.
I mean, Kev, I know we don't have guests on this show, but like if we were to have one.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Wow. Could you imagine?
Three questions. A, what's it like to be a queen?
Be the queen leader.
B, do you find it a... Do you spell it with a Q or a K?
Good question.
Yeah, I have all great questions.
Good question.
Wow. Okay, well, guys, listen. Until next week, try to remember why we're here, at least why I think we're here, to learn from our mistakes, help each other, and have a few laughs. Maybe get some inside info on Ava Max. And by the way, what is the name of the song anyway? Look at you,
Kings
Kelsey.
And Queens.
Kings and Queens.
Yes.
Kelsey, the way you just get lost in this, it just kills me. It just kills me. You're the best. All right.
Can I tell you my first, when I first showed you the song, who I was talking to about that we need to show you the song? Do you remember who it was?
I felt like it was Harry Styles, wasn't it?
Or? No, I freaking wish I was talking to Harry Styles. No, I was talking to Jeff Scam, and he was like, we need to show Kevin the song. And I was like, oh, my God, he's never heard the song. You're right. So it was me and Jeff Scam.
Even though I was already acting like a queen.
Right. Well, duh. So, I mean, I wish it was Harry Styles I was talking to, but no, it wasn't. It was Jeff, unfortunately. No, Jeff I Scam. Missed Jeff. It was Jeff Scam. But, yeah, I mean, and then the queen life was born right after.
Oh, what a surprise.
Are you getting a call?
That can only mean Maria's calling to interrupt Regular Guy Friday. So on that note, you guys, we'll see you next week. All our love. Peace. Love you, Kels.
Bye, Batch. Love you.
Bye, Batch.